Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I love what I feel already. God is good. God is great. God is greatly to be praised. And as we were praying, I just feel like if you came in here worried, if you came in here with the burden, I feel like God is going to lift that today in this service, in the next service, whatever. I feel like God is going to lift that today. And if you have a burden or whatever need, I wonder if you can just lift your hand and let's just release that to our God. God, we give you all of our burdens, oh God, our struggles, oh God, all of our worries, oh God, we give it to you right now. God, we cannot do it on our own, God. God, we need your strength. God, we need your power. God, we are nothing without you, God. God, we need you to take control, God. God, we need you to take control, God. Every burden, oh God, is lifted in this place, oh God. We declare freedom, oh God, in this place, oh God. Faith, oh God, let our faith arise in this sanctuary. Let our faith arise in this sanctuary, because in your presence, oh God, anything can happen. In your presence, oh God, anything can happen, oh God. In your presence, oh God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I'm so excited. It's Pentecost Sunday. Anybody else excited? Pentecost Sunday? Amen. Amen. I love this day. I love this day. I love just everything about Pentecost. I love, I especially love just the old time songs, the old time Pentecost songs. I love them. I love them. I just love the feeling. I love the feeling. And so I'm excited. We're just going to go straight into the word. I have just a couple of scriptures, Deuteronomy 8 and 11 and Psalm 78, 5 and 7. Deuteronomy 8 and 11 and Psalm 78, 5 through 7. And so in Deuteronomy it says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." And in Psalm it says, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which would and should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." And one thing I love about Psalms is you can pretty much open the book anywhere and find something good. And in this passage, it records God's guidance to his people. And this was written to warn the people of Israel and to remind them and to remind the people not to forget what God has done. And so I want to title this, "Let's Not Forget." Let's not forget. And so can we pray again one more time that God has his way and God increases us in our knowledge? God, we thank you, God. God, help us today. God, give us wisdom and knowledge through your word, God. God, increase our faith, oh God. God, increase our faith, oh God. Every need you will supply, God. God, every need you will supply. You said in your word, you'll never leave nor forsake us, God. God, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, oh God. We thank you for the blood that you shed. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it for us, oh God, each one of us, oh God. And we give you all glory, and we give you all honor, and we give you all praise in Jesus' name. And we love you, God. We love you in Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands as we're seated? Give God praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So we love, as humans, we love to capture special moments, whether it's a birthday, a wedding, or a childhood moment. These memories or moments can make us feel happy, sad, excited, anxious, nervous, or all of these feelings at the same time. And so we have even apps, or if you have Facebook, there's Time Hop. I think that's how you pronounce it. I feel like I'm lost because I don't have the app or anything. But it reminds us of events from our past. And it reminds us where we were. It reminds us what we went to, what event we were at, who we became friends with, what we posted, and those things that we probably shouldn't have put on there or probably shouldn't have connected with. If I'm just going to be honest with somebody, if I'm going to be by myself, okay, thank you. And so we capture all these moments. And I remember, still, my family, when my family gets together, I usually have my mom, and then I have an aunt, and then I have an uncle. And one brings a shoebox, and another brings a tub of just pictures. And you have all these family members. They'll bring pictures and tubs and containers of pictures, and then they'll go through them, and they'll talk about each other and laugh, and they'll be reminded by all of these special moments. And pretty soon, the whole dining table and or wherever on the floor is just filled with pictures. And I always, as a kid, that's all I grew up with was pictures, and they would just, and I just never run out. They would, for hours, all throughout the night, just joke and laugh and be reminded by all these pictures. And so we have so many things that remind us of natural moments, but there seems to be sometimes a lack and a reminder of spiritual moments. And so in this passage of Psalms, Asaph, who was the author or transcriber and one of the three Levites appointed by David to be the main singer or musician, noted in Chronicles, explains the significance in remembering what God has done and to make sure these memories are passed down from generation to generation. And so this psalm was written to remind Israel and to warn them and to help them and to lead them and to help them to learn from their past mistakes. And so when the Israelites left Egypt or the Hebrews, they were constantly reminded what God did for them, constantly. And they experienced so many miracles and wonders, but they continue to turn their hearts away from God. And so Asaph in this passage is warning the people not to let go of the commandments God gave them. And so I believe there is a pretty significant lesson that we can take from this and the principles that Asaph wanted us to remember. And so on this day of Pentecost, I pray our faith and I pray our spirits are revived and renewed by what our great God has done. Amen. By what our great God has done. By what our great God has done. God is good. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. God is good. And so let us not forget that our hope and our trust is in the Lord. Let us not forget our hope and our trust is in the Lord. In Psalm 78 and 7, and we're going to just stay in this passage, and it says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And so our hope and our trust is in the Lord who made heaven and earth, the Lord that delivers and sets free, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, Alpha and Omega, the Lord that makes a way out of no way. Abraham trusted and put his hope in God. Noah trusted and put his hope in God. Paul, John, all these men in the Bible put their hope and trust in God. And trusting in God will sometimes feel like you're blindfolded and someone's just kind of guiding you throughout the way. Do you guys feel like that sometimes? Or like the free fall when you put your hands on your chest and there's two people behind you and you just close your eyes and just hope that they catch you? And so it's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable. It will be hard. It will be difficult. You will have questions. But when we lose our trust in God, we lose our hope. And so I just want to encourage someone, don't give up because our hope and trust is in the Lord. Come on, our hope and trust is in the Lord. I wonder if we can slip a hand and say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, I trust in your plan. Come on, can we just declare that? God, I trust you, God. God, I put my hope and trust in you, God. God, I believe, oh God, I believe, oh God, you would do what you say. In Jesus' name, let's not forget that we are a church that believes and is rooted and grounded in the Word of God and the Apostles' Doctrine. I'm going to say that one more time. Let us not forget that we are a church that believes and is rooted in the Word of God and the Apostles' Doctrine. And so Psalm 78:7, at the end of that verse, it says, but keep his commandments. And so I pray today that the Word of God is so strong in us. I pray that it is in every fiber of our being. I pray that it's hidden in our hearts. For the Word says that if it's in our hearts, we're close to God. And so I pray that when we are faced with adversaries, that we declare the Word of the Lord. Come on, when we are faced with adversaries and distractions, we declare the Word of the Lord. And as I was studying, I was reminded we must realize that distractions come to hinder us, to try to hinder us from fulfilling the will of God. Distractions come to try to hinder us from fulfilling the will of God. And as I read in Matthew 4, and when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he declared the word of the Lord. We all know the passage. He declared the word of the Lord. He didn't reason with the devil. He didn't weigh the options. He didn't give any thought. He didn't seek anybody for their opinion. He declared the word of the Lord. And it says, and he said the first time, and it says, and it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth. And when he was tempted again, he said, it is written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the third time he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And after he declared the word of the Lord three times, the angels came and they ministered unto him. And so let this be a reminder, adversaries, when we're faced with distractions, to declare the word of the Lord. Come on, declare the Lord. Declare the word of the Lord. Come on. Oh, God, I pray, oh God, that when we're faced, oh God, with adversaries, that we declare the word of the Lord. We declare the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Let us not forget, and this is all in Psalms. I'm just going through what Asaph proclaimed and reminded us. He said, let us not forget that God's grace and his mercy endured forever. In Psalm 78, we're in the same passage in 38. It says, but he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir us all in his wrath. And so over and over, the people of Israel rebelled and were unfaithful to God. However, God, being full of compassion, he would not leave his people. And so let us be reminded that God said in his word over and over that he would not leave us, nor he will forsake us. And I'm reminded in Psalms 136 and 1, and 1 through 9, and it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, and to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Can we just declare that? For his mercy endureth forever. Come on. For his mercy endureth forever. Come on, let's declare that. For his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. In Jesus' name. Let us be a church. Let us not forget that we are a church that believes in miracles, signs, and wonders. And miracles, signs, and wonders. In the same passage, 78, 12 through 16, it says, marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the seas and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with the cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clayed the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink, as out of the great depths. He brought streams out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And so we will keep praying and believing that God will perform miracles just like he did back then. And as a matter of fact, God is working miracles today. If you believe that, can you just lift a hand? Come on, can you lift your voice? God, he is working miracles. And if he did it back then, he's going to do it again. Come on, if he did it back then, he's going to do it again. We won't stop praying that God is going to perform miracles. We won't stop declaring that God is going to perform miracles. We won't stop believing that God is going to perform miracles. Come on, if you believe God is going to do miracles, can you just give him glory and honor and praise? God, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Let us not forget that God responds and meets to those who hunger and thirst after him. Let us not forget that God responds and meets those that hunger and thirst after him. And jumping over to Matthew 5 and 6, it says, when Jesus was on the mount, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is when Jesus was on the mount. For they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. And so when we as saints let worldly things into our lives and life's pleasures, our hunger for God diminishes. And when our hunger for God diminishes and is destroyed, we die spiritually. And I don't know about you, but I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to me. And so I pray that we are a church that hungers and thirsts after God like never before. I pray that this church waits patiently on the Lord. I pray that when people enter these doors and when people walk into this sanctuary, that they not only feel the love and the power of God, but they see and they feel the hunger of the people. And so I ask you today, how hungry, how thirsty are you for a move of God? Come on, how hungry, how thirsty are you for a move of God? Just ask your neighbor, how hungry and thirsty are you for a move of God? Come on, look behind you, look in front of you. How hungry, how thirsty are you? How desperate are you for a move of God? In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And lastly, let us not forget that when we are filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and baptized in this precious name, that is our biggest testimony. Come on, let us not forget that is our biggest testimony. When we were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you have not had that experience, you can have it today. Come on, I believe it. You can have it today. Come on, this is a perfect day for you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a perfect opportunity, a perfect time for you to experience this. Our biggest testimony, as I say the testimony, I remember, I'm thinking about Pentecost Sunday, I remember when we used to have, I came from a smaller church, and I remember they used to first call it testimony service. And it was a song leader. It was one song leader would get up, and they would sing some songs, and the call and response song, whatever song it was, or in the songbook, and it was one leader, and everybody would join in. And everybody would join in. Everybody would join in. And I remember after the songs were, they would have a testimony service, and they would have, if you have a testimony, stand where you are. And people would give testimonies, and people would tell about the greatness of the Lord, and people would tell just stories of something that just happened that week or something that happened to them in the past. And so all these great testimonies, and then after testimony service, we called it praise and testimony service. We changed the name to it. And then after that, we just called it praise service. And then after that, it was just praise and worship service. Now we didn't kind of like got a promotion here. And now we just call it, what do we call it? Worship. We just call it worship service. And so it's just crazy to see all the steps and all the progression that we've made, I guess. But I just want to tell you guys that we all have a testimony. We all have a testimony. God, the fact that God filled you with the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus, that is a big testimony. That is a huge testimony. Although you may have not been strung out on drugs or are so lost in the world, but the fact that you're here today, the fact that you missed out on all of that is a testimony. Amen? Come on, I got a few. That's a testimony. That is a testimony. Young people, don't ever make someone make you feel like you don't have a testimony. Don't let someone make you feel just because you haven't experienced the sinfulness and the things of the world that you don't have a testimony. Because you have your testimony is just as great, just as bigger. The fact that you missed out on all of that, the fact that you missed out on the drugs, missed out on all of the sexual diseases, missed out on all of the perversion and the alcohol, and missed out on all of that. So that is a great testimony. That is a great testimony. I mean, can we all just stand real quick and just give God praise for just delivering us? God, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, God. Come on, this is Pentecost Sunday. Come on, let's celebrate the great things that he's done for us. God, we praise you, God. Come on, let's just shift this atmosphere. Come on, let's shift this atmosphere into an atmosphere of praise and worship and thanksgiving, giving all glory and all honor to our great God. Come on, let's not stop right there. I feel God moving. Come on, he's moving. Come on, let's step out of our ordinary praise right now. Come on, let's do something that we're not used to doing. Come on, let's lift up our voice. Come on, let's lift up our hearts to him. God, we praise you. Come on, let's just stay in this moment. I feel like God wants to speak to our hearts. He wants to speak to us. Come on, let's just wait in this moment. God wants to speak to us. Can we give God thanks and praise for that word? God, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name. I don't want to move from this atmosphere, but I feel like a miracle can happen. I feel like God can heal right now and deliver. And this is not to put you on the spot, but if you have a need, I want you to lift your hand. And as a church, we're going to gather around you. So those around, if you guys see somebody with their hand up, let's gather around them as a church and let's pray for that need. I see some over here, right back there, right here. Come on, saints, let's move. Let's move. We're praying for miracles. We're going to act and do it as well and let God lead us. Come on. There's a hand right over here. Let's get some saints and pray for this gentleman. There's a lady over here. We need some saints over here to go pray for her back there. Whatever need, God will supply. Come on, let's move as a church. Let's act as a church. Let's let God use us. Oh, God, this is an atmosphere for a miracle. In Jesus' name, let's not be scared. Let's not be timid. But God wants to heal. God wants to deliver today. Come on, let's speak against it. Everything, oh, God, whatever is attacking the body, well, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We speak life to the body, every blood cell, every red cell, white cell, oh God, every pain, oh God, every hurt, we speak to it right now that it has to go in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it, oh God, we believe it, oh God, that you can do, oh God, what you said you will do, God, you did it before, oh God, and you will do it again, and we believe it. Come on, let's pray with intercession right now. Come on, let's pray, God. Come on, let's pray fervently. Let's not stop until God moves. Let's not stop until God does something. Let's not stop, oh God. God, we know. God, we believe. We have faith. We have faith and we believe, oh God. God, you will set free. You will deliver, oh God. You will heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Come on, there's still some more people over here praying. Let's go to someone else. Let's just make this an atmosphere of healing and miracle working. Come on, let's God do what he does in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it, oh God, right now. We have faith and we believe it, oh God. God, we believe it right now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's just keep a praying spirit right here. Oh, God, we praise. Oh, God, we know, oh, God, you're going to do something great and mighty, God. God, we pray your will, oh, God. We pray healing and freedom and deliverance in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, what a sweet spirit. I'm just going to close in John 14, 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And so don't forget what God has said to you. Don't forget the promises that God has spoken on your life. Don't forget the promises that God's spoken on this church. Don't forget the miraculous things that God has done in our lives and in this church and in our families. Don't forget the great things that he's done, because if he did it before, he'll do it again. And I wonder, last time as we end, if we could just give one more praise to our God. If you want to keep praying, you can keep praying. But let's get ready for Pentecost Sunday service at 1 p.m. Let's come excited. Let's be ready. And let's just come with some expectation. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.